Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Mamo. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, not much, man. Just a busy day in sports. You know, NFL going on, which I know you're very familiar with.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to lead off with some football news on and off the field stuff. Rex Ryan finally finds a home. You know, we'll talk about that, of course. Talk about what's going on in the NBA, NHL, WWE, you know, 1 week away from Royal Rumble. And, you know what we do on this show, we talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. So, of course, you know the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to speak your mind. And in the meanwhile, just sit back and relax and enjoy the show. So with that in mind, let's talk football here. And I guess we'll talk about you know, right now the Colts, they're leading the Broncos 14-7 with 41 seconds left in the second quarter before halftime. And it's as you would expect, it's a competitive game.
Yeah, right now Broncos are driving, so Broncos are looking to score before the half ends.
And, you know, Peyton is facing his former team, which, you know, the Colts owner, Jim Mercer, you know, he said that he was looking forward to this opportunity for a long time. You know, finally facing, Manning in the playoffs.
Yeah, and right now, you know, doesn't look good for Manning since, you know, his team is down by 7, but
yeah,
hopefully right now they could tie this game before the half ends.
Oh, yeah.
The winner of this game goes on to face the Patriots next week.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the Manning... Oh. Let me see. My thing messed up. Oh, it's incomplete.
What was that?
No, the play was incomplete. Because the TV I'm watching on kind of messed up.
Oh.
Just as the play was going on. But in any case, like you said, the Patriots are going to face the winner in the AFC Championship.
Yep.
And the Cowboys, which I know you're happy about, they got eliminated by the Green Bay Packers earlier today.
Yeah, that was a good game. We're calling this game the Ice Bowl 2. Since these two teams, they played in the original Ice Bowl back in 1967 for the NFL championship,
right.
And so Ben Packers ended up winning that game, I think. And so this was a
because Packers won the first two Super Bowls before the Jets won the third one, Super Bowl III, against the Baltimore Colts.
Was this? I don't think that was a Super Bowl. I think that was the NFL Championship, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. No, yeah, I know. No, that's what I'm saying. You said the Green Bay won. I said, yeah, because Green Bay won the first two Super Bowls. First two ever Super Bowls.
Right. Was it called Super Bowl back then?
Yeah, it was.
It was?
Super Bowl III was called Super Bowl III. I'm pretty sure Super Bowl I and II are called Super Bowl, you know. One and two, or at least Super Bowl.
They don't call it Super Bowl. For some reason here, let me see. They don't call it the Super Bowl back in 1967.
All right, let me research this. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Okay, so the first Super Bowl...
Yeah. Why are you
looking for the historic date.
Alright, while you're looking at that, I'm gonna, you know, talk about like you said, the AFC Championship is gonna be Patriots versus the winner of this series, either the Broncos or the Colts.
Right.
And in the NFC playoffs, it's gonna be Seattle versus Green Bay. So that's another marquee matchup right there too.
Right. Right. Yeah, so I found it looks like it was actually when they won the NFL championship, but that was the year before the Super Bowl actually started. So they did win Packers won three straight titles, but they won the NFL championship. Then the next year,
they won the actual Super Bowl.
Yeah,
they won it twice, right? So they won three championships in a row, but the first two Super Bowls.
Right, they won the first two Super Bowls, but the one against the Cowboys, that was for the NFL championship.
Super Bowl. Yeah.
Super Bowls in the next year after that.
Yeah, that's what I said. They won the first two. They won the first two Super Bowls before because the Jets won Super Bowl III.
Right. No, but the one for the Cowboys, that was just for the That was for
right,
just the NFL champion.
Yeah, the NFL champion. Right.
Right.
Because there was no merger. Well, the AFC and the NFC would merge in 1970, I believe.
Right. AFL, NFL, you mean?
Yeah, NFL.
Yeah.
AFL, NFL, right.
Right. Yeah,
because
so
I think if the if Jets didn't win, I think they were thinking about abandoning the whole idea of the NFL, AFL, from what I've heard in the past.
Yeah, that game pretty much turned things around.
Yeah.
For the AFL, pretty much.
Yeah, so they finally proved that, you know, they could, you know, be on the same field with those guys because, you know, NFL, you know, is obviously the marquee football league.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And so, I mean, the Packers, you know, they won the first two Super Bowls, and today they were looking to beat the Cowboys to advance to play the Seahawks to get to the Super Bowl, and they played a good game. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he was injured. He has a calf injury, but this guy is one of the most toughest players in the NFL, you know.
Right.
Any injury he has, he's able to play through it and play great. He had like three touchdowns, threw for over 300 yards. Davante Adams, he had a big game for the Packers as well. He caught a touchdown, 117 yards, seven receptions. And the Cowboys were actually screwed in this game by a call that got overturned. They were driving to try to regain the lead. I think it was 4th and 2, and Romo threw a pass to Dez Bryant. But the Packers coach challenged the play, and the referees reversed the call. They said that although Dez Bryant did catch the pass, he didn't maintain possession because as he fell to the ground, the ball came out and he recovered it. So they called it an incomplete pass. Although on the replay, it looked like he took a couple steps and then fumbled the ball and recovered the ball. So the play should have been a fumble and a recovery instead of an incomplete pass, you know, because he did maintain possession. But for some reason, the refs, they overturned the play and called it incomplete, and always end up getting screwed with that call. And that's actually payback for last week when the referees gave the Cowboys a call that they shouldn't have gotten.
Right, right. I was just about to say that. You sold it with that.
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah, now Cowboy, and I know you're heartbroken that your rival Cowboys are eliminating the playoffs.
Man, I could care less about Cowboys. But I gotta admit, they were screwed by that play. They definitely should have gotten that call. I have to admit that. But yeah, that's too bad. I mean, they got a gimme last week. They lose one this week.
Yep, that's how it usually is, man. You know.
And it surprises me that we have technology available and these referees still can't get a call right.
Yeah, man, I guess it's human error, you know.
This technology where they actually reviewing these plays.
Maybe
doesn't
they
make any sense.
Maybe they should have had Kip from Knight Rider review the play.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, as we know, humans make mistakes, but yeah, they have technology that replays itself over and over again. So it's like there should be no mistakes, and especially with the referees giving the whole biography when they explain the play. You know, after the play, you know, the flag was down. You know, the person ate a cheeseburger yesterday for dinner, and he kissed his wife goodnight, and then he went to the airport to fly to the game. And by that, as a result of that, it was automatic incomplete pass. Like, just get to the point, fellas. Why did they just show up and just say the call and then just get it over with? And the announcers are usually right about it. They're like, okay, this play looks like incomplete pass. And then the referee, you know, goes inside the thing for like 5 minutes, reviewing the play, and after he comes back, gives you the whole life story. And after she says basically the same exact thing.
Yeah, and most of the time the announcers have the call right than the referees.
Yeah, that's my point, exactly. Yeah. The announcer's like, okay, there's a flag on the play. It looks like this play is going to be taken. This run is going to be taken back. This touchdown's not going to be, you know, count. And then the referee takes like 5 minutes just to say the same exact thing.
Yep, exactly. I don't get it.
It is what it is.
Yeah, Cowboys are going to be fishing just like the Giants and the other teams.
Fishing in the NFC East fishing tournament.
Mm-hmm. Playing pool.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of the other team, the other team in town, New York team in town, the Jets, they're going to be playing the AFC fishing tournament right now, too. But now they're going to be facing a familiar face. Rex Ryan apparently signed or is going to sign a 5-year deal with the Buffalo Bills. So they're going to be seeing a lot of Rex Ryan.
Yeah, it's a shocking move. I mean, for Rex Ryan to be going over to AFC East rival.
Oh, boy.
And he's still going to be in New York State, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's another thing, right?
You know, people don't even like.
I don't think of Buffalo. I mean, I know Buffalo is in New York. Don't get me wrong, New York State. But I don't really think about them unless they're playing a New York team. I mean, you know, like a New York City team.
I consider them more of a Canadian team since they're near Canada.
There are some parts of, I think, Buffalo that's in Canada. So.
Yeah, but. But yeah, that's
or near it, I should say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be interesting. I mean, the Bills, they have a young team. They have a good defensive, a lot of guys on that defensive, on the defensive side who can play.
Yeah.
So, and they have a young quarterback. So Rex Ryan, he has his job cut out for him over there.
Oh, yeah.
And it should start a rivalry between the Bills and Jets now.
Yep. It's going to be similar to the Bill Belichick leaving the Jets to go to New England, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna be like, you know, I didn't come to New York to kiss, you know, Joe Namath's ring, you know. have some controversial thing he's gonna say. Oh man, Rex Ryan's gonna be back, man. Shoot, in that press conference, that's gonna be an interesting press conference.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, I enjoyed my time in New York. I didn't win the championship that I wanted, but I'm just gonna kick their butts, basically. Yeah, that's gonna be an interesting matchup for sure.
Oh yeah.
Circling that on my calendar.
Yeah, he's gonna definitely want to beat the Jets every time when he plays them.
Oh yeah. Another thing to circle on your calendars is that Jets are gonna play Dolphins in London next year. At Wembley Stadium.
Yeah, that should be an interesting one.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I'm thinking of Giants and Dolphins.
Yeah, that game's going to be October 4th, 2015.
Mm.
2015. Don't back in the days sound like a futuristic time? Ooh, in 2015. Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like holding his, in the year 2000.
Yeah, now we're in 2015.
Happened, you know, and then now it's here. Or back to the future. Did you just say that?
No, I said, like, right now it just seems normal. I mean, it doesn't seem. But back then it seemed like, you know, all the advances in technology and flying cars.
Shoes that could tie, you know, themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Skateboards,
yep.
Well, one thing that has remained the same for the past, I don't know, 14 years, with the exception of 3 years ago, and you know what I'm getting with this.
Oh, no, are you guys ready to talk about them now?
You know, when you hear Undertaker's music, you know it can only be one team I'm talking about.
Mm.
It'll be brief. Just take your medicine. Yes, folks, it's that time of day. We have to talk about the Knicks. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, you don't really have to talk about them.
Well, we'll make it quick. Knicks lost again. You know, hopefully I'll get the number one pick. Let's move on. All right, let's move on to that, my friend. And let's see what else is going on. Yeah, the Rangers, man. They won yesterday. They beat the the San Jose Sharks. I think the final score was 3-1.
And, what's the Rangers record right now?
Let me look right now. Check quickly. Their record is 24-11 and 4 overtime losses.
Mm.
So they're 24-11 and 4. Yeah,
they're in the playoff hunt, right?
Yeah, they're one of the best teams in the league.
Okay, because they gotta make it to the Stanley Cup Finals again, like they did last year.
Yeah, hopefully they'll win it.
Yeah,
for the first time since '94. We'll see how they continue.
Oh yeah,
and I guess we'll shift gears to WWE. And SmackDown's moving to Thursdays finally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's up? And Daniel Bryan's gonna make his in-ring return, his first in-ring appearance match since I think was Extreme Rules of last year.
Yeah, finally.
So that's gonna be interesting. But you know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid I'm gonna forget about Thursday Night SmackDown and miss this SmackDown. Cause I'm used to
Thursday.
Cause I'm used to it being on Friday.
True. Well, you'll remember now. Because, I should remember that it'll be on Thursdays now. Set your DVR, you know?
I don't have a DVR.
In case you miss it.
I'm living in Fred Simpson's house. I don't have a DVR.
Well, whatever you have that can schedule record, you know? Set that on that date in case you do miss it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'll remember.
And it's going to be, interesting what's going to go. You know what would have been better is if they would have made it live. But since there's no Monday Night Raws, there's no urgency for them to do that. You still here?
Yeah. No, I was just listening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to him fighting again. Who is he? What's the match gonna? I mean, who's gonna fight tomorrow?
Scrub? Not tomorrow. It's gonna be Thursday.
Well, right.
The match would be Tuesday, but Thursday.
Right.
Night, SmackDown airs on Thursday, so.
Right.
Is it Big? I have no idea who it is. Let me research. Let me see if I can find out who could
probably
it be.
Possibly some no name wrestler.
like the Ascension.
Yeah, sure.
The new tag team that's getting some heat because they're trying to be, heels, and they're ripping basically people who, two of the greatest factions that they clearly ripped off.
Mm-hmm. World War copycats.
Right. And of course, the Demolition, which was also, WWE copying, Legion of Doom before they came. Let's see. Trying to see if I see anything. What else happened on Raw? On Raw was last Raw. He, what was I going to say? Dolph Ziggler, Ryback, and Eric Rowans, the three members of, Team Cena in Survivor Series, they got fired on John Cena's Appreciation Night, which is basically every night on Monday Night Raw. But I guess they wanted to make it official.
Yeah, that's all John Cena's fault right there. Shouldn't have brought back the authority. So he gets.
Yep.
I mean, since when did John Cena care about Edge?
Yeah, that was the whole funny thing about it, because him and Edge, you know, they officially buried their feud in the hatchet. But they could have done a much better job with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna bring back the authority. But dude, man, we knew you were gonna bring back the authority because they always kept talking about the authority every week.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even make us forget about the authority.
Yep.
Especially Seth Rollins. So, it would have been shocking if they didn't talk about the authority for a while and let people forget about the authority. Or be like, man, I'm glad the authority is gone. But every week, the authority is going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make sure they come back. And the dentist is like, I'm 100% sure they're never coming back again. I'm like, come on, man. This is WWE, man. We know they're going to come back eventually. But they're trying to put the wool over our eyes. And then, of course, Edge of all people. I mean, why Edge for? I mean, Edge, you know, Edge has the, you know, he has a tough guy rocker gimmick.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand
he could have kicked their asses. Well, he could have kicked Rollins' ass.
He could have, but, you know, he don't want to, you know, in real life, you know, he doesn't want to, you know, injure his you know, his injury. I think he has a neck spinal injury.
Mm-hmm.
He could literally be paralyzed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, after the segment, Edge, you know, hit Seth Rollins on Twitter and basically, pass him the torch, you know, out of character. You know, he showed props to Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
When you kind of think about it, Seth Rollins is kind of like the modern-day Edge, kind of. You know, he's Mr. Money in the Bank. You know, but then again, Edge was more popular than he is.
Oh, yeah.
But you could kind of see the similarities, sort of. You know,
similar styles almost. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, like... You know, it was nice that he passed him the torch, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, and Raw had an ambulance match, which was awesome.
Oh, that was a good one.
With Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt, which most likely ended their feud. One-sided feud, might I add.
Yeah, they kept beating Dean Ambrose every time. Damn.
Yeah, no. I was so PO'd after Dean Ambrose lost again. That was such an epic match, and they couldn't even like let Dean Ambrose win. Shoot, after he hit the first Sister Abigail, I'm like, oh man, this is over. And then once he hit him the second one, I'm like, yeah, this is it.
Yeah, and they need to stop. They need to make that the last time they fight. Because the last 3 months they've been going at it.
Yeah, I think that's the end. I think that's the end of it for at least for now. At least
good.
Yeah. Right. But here's what Big did wrong. WWE. They made. I don't know if you saw SmackDown, but you know, Roman Reigns had fought in a match against the Authority. And basically, I think it was a handicap match. It was a 2-on-3. It was Seth Rollins, Kane, and Big Show, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Roman Reigns and a mysterious partner. I don't know if you saw the match.
I'm not sure. I could have. I don't remember it.
Well, it was Dean Ambrose. And here's what I was thinking. I think Roman Reigns won the match. But here's what I was thinking. They should have saved that match for tonight. I mean, tomorrow night on Raw. So at least, you know, to sell Dean Ambrose's injury, you know, that he missed.
Oh, yeah.
He missed SmackDown. And they have the big reveal on Raw. I understand, you know, WWE probably, you know, didn't want him to miss a show, you know, to prove how tough Dean Ambrose was. But he took a butt whooping, a legitimate butt whooping.
Wow.
So if I was, you know, the writer, which obviously I'm not a writer for WWE, that's how I would have did it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I would have made him miss SmackDown, sell the injury, and afterwards come back on, have the triple threat you know, the 23 handicap on Raw tomorrow.
Right.
And then that's what, with the live crowd, you have the, you know, I mean, he had a good reaction, but then again, I hear SmackDown, they do edit, they do give fake, you know, sound effects like cheers and stuff like that, but, you know,
yeah.
Dean Ambrose is over, so, I mean, he doesn't really need fake cheers.
Yeah, and going back to Rollins, looks like he's going to be in the Royal Rumble main event in the triple threat
now. Oh, yes, right. Yes, thank you for pointing that out. He's in the triple threat, which is kind of stupid because now he has two opportunities.
Yeah.
And he had another opportunity to win last month?
Yeah.
So
true.
What would happen if he would have won last month? He would have been number one contender. He has two. Now it's just like last week. He has two opportunities to win the title.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cash in or win in the match.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So if he wins the title, like, and if he loses it, he could just get another opportunity with that Money in the Bank.
No, but the Money in the Bank is going to expire, I think. What is it? July, I think? What is the next Money in the Bank? Because you have up until the next Money in the Bank to cash it in.
Right.
Unless if he win, there's no way he's going to win the Money in the Bank. I mean, the Money in the Bank, the match, and then hold on to the title.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah, I mean, that would be interesting, but I'm thinking it's going to be either Cena or Brock that's going to win that. I don't see Seth Rollins winning, unless if he wins and then they have a tournament to decide who's going to be the next Money in the Bank winner.
Yeah.
But then again, that would defeat the purpose of Money in the Bank, unless they move it up.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be interesting, for sure. And we'll definitely find out next week when the Royal Rumble returns. Anything you'd like to say?
Check out my show IMAX Saturdays at 11, and check out Sports of Legend here on Block Talk Radio every Sundays at 6.
You heard the guy. Check out both shows, and we want to thank you guys for listening to another episode of Sports of Legend. Of course, that was my co-host Macaulay Matthews, and I am William Ramo, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace.